Concerning. The French president said he agreed with Mr. Obama, but stressed that all regulation concerning banks should be dealt with at an international level, coordinated by the G20. Blockade. In the grim game of blockade and counter-blockade, which is Great Britain's deepest strategy against Germany, Britain continued last week to score herself far ahead of the enemy. Breadth. Google's great gift is, it is helping us realize the breadth and depth of these attacks, something other companies have been trying to keep secret, says Alan Paller, managing director of the SANS Institute Security Think Tank. Antagonist. In a keynote speech during his first trip to Russia as U.S. president, Obama called on Moscow to stop viewing America as an adversary, the assumption that Russia and the U.S. were eternal antagonists was a 20th century view rooted in the past, he said. Applause. Jennifer Wright, Christie's New York-based drawings specialist, made a final bid for the Raphael of £26 million, a world record for a work on paper, to a round of hearty applause. With commission and taxes, the final bill was £29.1 million. Breach. Terminal 8 was cleared for several hours and thousands of passengers delayed for rescreening after the breach, which happened shortly after 3 p.m. EST, said American Airlines spokesman Charlie Wilson. Emphasis. While fitness and weight maintenance are crucial for disease prevention, putting too much emphasis on physical appearance, especially when so many teens already feel insecure and dissatisfied with how they look, could trigger unhealthy body image issues.
Hospice. How is Monica feeling now?
She is now in the LA hospice.